Through measured steps and moments well spent. Through measured steps and moments well spent. Hajj teaches time's value, a blessed ascent. Hajj teaches time's value, a blessed ascent. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا أبو حفص قاغزي رحمة الله تعالى عليه was a great leader. After his death, someone saw him in a dream and asked, "How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you?" He answered, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy on me, forgave me, and granted me paradise." The dreamer asked, "For what reason?" He said, "I was present in the court of Allah. My account was taken. The angels were commanded, 'Count his sins.' The angels counted the sins. Then the command was given, 'Count the durood he has recited upon our beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the world.' The angels counted the durood recited by me. The durood I recited were more than my sins. Therefore, Allah Almighty said, 'Enough, O angels, no more accountability is needed. Take him to our paradise.'" Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Once Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, went on a journey with the Khalifa Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. In earlier time, traveling was done on camels and horses, etc., and the tents and necessary equipment were delivered to the destination in advance through the servants so that the tents would be ready by the time they arrived there. So Khalifa Sulaiman and others sent their tents ahead, but Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh did not send his equipment and tent ahead of time. When they reached the destination, everyone went to their tents, but Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was nowhere to be seen. The Khalifa said to the servants, "Go and find him." When searched, he was found sitting under a tree crying. The Khalifa was informed. He called him, meaning he called Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and asked him, "Why are you crying?" Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, immersed in the thought of the hereafter, gave an answer, "I remembered the Day of Judgment." See, all of you had already sent the tents. You went to your own tents as soon as you arrived. But I did not send anything forward from home, so I did not find anything here. The same will be the case on the Day of Judgment. Whoever sent whatever forward will receive the same. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Our pious predecessors used to have beautiful thought process about Akhirat. This continuous thought about Akhirat motivates a person to do good deeds. The whole journey, meaning traveling for Hajj and Umrah, reminds us of the Akhirat. When a person goes for Hajj, he wears ihram, the two white piece of cloth. One day, we will all die. We'll be shrouded in white cloth. Our friends and our family will see us off, and we have to travel the journey of Qabr all by ourselves. Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes, "When Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh used to visit, it was as if he has returned from the burial of a close friend. He lived as if fire was hanging over his head. He would sit as if a prisoner is about to be beheaded. In the morning, he would appear as if he had just gone through the horrors of the resurrection. Once someone asked him about his condition and he said, 'Whoever's boat breaks in the middle of the sea, he will also be in a better condition than me.' Asked, 'Why so?' He said, 'I'm a sinful servant and whatever good deeds I have done, I don't know whether they will be accepted or they will be thrown back at my face.'" Look at the spectrum. Our pious predecessors would do good deeds and have the fear that what if it is not accepted in the court of Allah? We commit sins openly and laughingly say, "Allah will forgive us." Mentalities have changed because we are not worried about our death and we don't have the worry of Akhirat. They were more worried. Our pious predecessors were more worried about their Akhirat, and we are more worried about this dunya. The more we worry about this dunya, the more stressed we are. Because of the stress, we have a lot more diseases now than there used to be. Stress is one of the biggest factors that impacts physical and mental health. According to the American Institute of Stress,
77% of people experience stress that affects their physical health. 73% of people that have stress impacts their mental health. 48% of people have trouble sleeping because of stress. Where is the stress coming from? This dunya. The more we think about it, the more stressed we get. Businessmen are stressed how to take care of business and how to expand. Property dealers are stressed about price fluctuation. A person at a job is stressed about how to make both ends meet, how to take care of his family, how to go up to the next level. Despite a job or a business, everyone is worried about paying house payments, bills, etc. According to the American Institute of Stress, the most frequently cited sources of stress include money, work, economy, family responsibilities, relationships, personal health issues, housing costs, job stability, family health problems, personal safety. You look at this list, these are all related to dunya. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this dunya is a temporary place. It is not a permanent place for us to stay. Sooner or later, we have to go. If we're going to live in this dunya to make our dunya better, we'll get stressed, diseases, and we'll return empty-handed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, chapter 25, Surah Shura, verse number 20, مَن كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ وَمَن كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, whosoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we increase his harvest for him. And whosoever desires the harvest of this world, we give him some of it, and he has no share in the hereafter. This ayah is telling us that those who are going to work for this dunya and they're not going to think about the akhirat, despite working too hard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give some of it. He may have worked two jobs, up all night getting things done. If this is only for dunya, he gets some of it. However, working for this dunya has an everlasting effect. The effect that is everlasting and forever is that he has no share in the hereafter. So that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated in the tafsir of this ayah that the person who gives preference to this dunya over akhirat, meaning that he is worried about his worldly future and does not worry about success in the hereafter, he has no share in the akhirat. There is one thing for him, and that is Jahannam. Along with this, him worrying about dunya will not bear any fruit. He will be given only that which has already been written for him. So then Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam read the ayah of Surah Shura, مَن كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ. Whosoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we increase his harvest for him. And then stated, Allah Kareem says, O son of Adam, leave worldly thoughts, be free for worship. Your chest will be filled with riches. And if you do not do this, in other words, you will be engaged in worldly thoughts, thinking only of the worldly future, then your heart will be filled with worldly pursuits. So then Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, he who has reduced all his worries to just one worry, namely the hereafter, Allah is sufficient for his concerns. And whoever is preoccupied with the affairs of this world, then Allah does not care in which valley he's perishing. Where are we going to eat from? What are we going to wear? How will old age pass? What will be the future of our children? One business has been running. Now how will the other business run? There's good income from one place. How to get more sources of income? How to get a car, a house? I wish I will be rich overnight, etc. We keep thousands of kinds of thoughts in our hearts. Our morning and nights are spent in the same thoughts until it is time to go. Our master and teacher, Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, whoever abandons such thought and adopts only one thought, the thought of the hereafter, that I have to achieve success in the grave, I have to achieve success on the day of judgment on the bridge of Sirat, I want to go to Jannah, I want to please Allah, how can I do it? If he adopts this one thought, Allah Almighty will be sufficient for all his thoughts. And whoever does not adopt this one thought, but remains in worldly thoughts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not care in which valley he perishes. We are constantly worried about our future and we are planning for it. In business or corporate world, be it a small business or an international company, there's a term called short-term planning versus long-term planning. Short-term planning for a business is identifying sales target for the end of the year. a larger business will plan how many more companies I need to reach out to, how many contracts I need to bid by the end of the year. Whereas the long-term planning is, where do I see my company in the next 5 years, 10 years? A CEO of the company might plan, where do I need to take my company in the next 5 years, and hire consultants to come up with the vision statements and mission statements. A high school graduate individual might plan, where do I see myself in 5 years? If I want to become an engineer, what do I need to study? If I want to be a doctor, what courses do I need to take? If someone already has a job, he has a plan, where do I need to be in that company in the next 5 years? We call this planning for next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, a long-term planning. We are planning for something that we are not even sure if we are going to reach that stage or not. We have seen many young brothers and sisters passing away at the age of 16. Weren't they planning for the future? What happened? Death put an end on everything. We are planning for something that we are not even sure if we are going to reach that stage or not. On the contrary, we are neglecting a stage which we know for sure that we will reach one day. That is the Akhirat. No matter how much and how hard we plan for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years and call it a long-term planning, this long-term plan is in fact a short-term planning, because in the life of a Muslim, long-term planning includes the life in Akhirat. If you have planned everything for this dunya but haven't planned for Akhirat, then what will happen? وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِن نَصِيبٍ, and he has no share in the hereafter. We will be at a loss. A wise old man has stated that people say there are 3 days. Although yesterday has passed and tomorrow is only a hope, you may not be able to see tomorrow's sun. Even if you do see it, tomorrow will bring its own sustenance. And if you cannot see tomorrow's sun, you will be taken away from hundreds of people and placed in a solitary grave. Then at the same time, you've burdened your weak hearts with years of thoughts. Before the winter comes, you're worried about winter. Before summer arrives, you're worried about summer. What place have you left in your weak heart for the hereafter? Every coming day is shortening your life and you have no sorrow. Every coming day is decreasing your sustenance and you don't care. You've been given according to your need, but you ask for goods of luxury and transgression. You do not settle for less, and more doesn't fill your stomach, your lust. After all, the one whose worldly desires are not called to an end, how will he be able to prepare for the hereafter? It is surprising that the one who believes in eternal life, that is hereafter, but is making all efforts for this house of deception, that is world. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this dunya is temporary. Our stay is also temporary. Whatever we sow here is what we are going to reap. The time is about to come when Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam will come. No matter where we are, what excuses we may have, he will take our soul away. People will put us in our graves. We will be alone in our graves till the day of judgment. As soon as we die, people whom we love the most, our children, our siblings, they will ask, what did he leave behind? They will fight that I have a share in his wealth. I have a share in his inheritance. People will ask, what did he leave behind? But the deceased will be worried about what did he send forward. Then will come the day of judgment. Imagine if at that time, on the day of judgment, if we see our book of deeds empty, the regret that will be felt will be unimaginable. Then at that time, we'll be thinking, I did long-term planning for dunya. Never once I thought about my akhirat. I was worried about earning wealth. Never ever I thought about earning pious deeds. I was worried about buying a brand new cars and purchasing properties. Never ever I thought about building a palace in Jannah. I had all the time to spend on social media, but I didn't spend time on salah, on reading Quran and zikrullah. I can be up late night for World Cup soccer match or wake up early for cricket match, but I didn't wake up for Fajr Salah. At that time, a person is going to think, oh, I wish I would have read Salah. I wish I would have read Quran. I wish I would have read Durood upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. He will say, alas, had I somehow sent some good deeds ahead during my lifetime. You ask anyone today to attend Ijtimaz or to come early on Fridays or to come for Fajr. Very easily they say, I don't have time. From 6-year-old to 60-year-old, all say the same thing. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. It is not that we don't have time, but we have mastered how to waste time and not to have enough time. Think about it. Throughout the year when we work, we get so many days off. How many of those days we go and offer our salah in the masjid? If we did it, then the masjid would have been full. But unfortunately, we didn't. The opportunity was given to us to earn good deeds, but we wasted it. we had time, we were given day off, we could have spent it in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead, we took our family for outing. We took our family to the beaches. We wasted our days. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's do a self-accountability. We typically have a weekend off. How do we spend the weekend? Do we watch movies and dramas? Do we watch soccer matches? Or do we watch cricket matches on TV? Or do we actually go and do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we actually worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we actually read Quran and do zikrullah? Do we read durood on those days that we are off? Or do we wander from website to website and searching for things that we shouldn't be searching? We talk about, we don't have time. But when time is granted to us on the days off, this was an opportunity that we were provided after what we've been saying that we don't have time. But when we were given time, we have wasted it again. Allah has given everything what we needed. It doesn't matter if we asked for it or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us time, but we wasted it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, no matter where we are, which profession we are in, working or retired, we have to think about our akhirat. There's a term called WIFM, W-I-I-F-M, which stands for what's in it for me. It seems like a selfish term, and I've heard this in leadership seminars. For example, if someone has two job offers for the exact same work, but one pays higher than the other, you automatically think, what's in it for me? I'm getting more money here, but what are my chances for advancement? What's in it for me? Through this silsila, I want us to use the same term, but add an A at the end or H at the end. Now the term becomes W-I-I-F-M-A or W-I-I-F-M-H, which translates to what's in it for my hereafter or what's in it for my akhirat. You're spending time with your kids? Think what's in it for my akhirat. You're spending time with your spouse? Think what's in it for my akhirat. You're spending time with your parents? Think what's in it for my akhirat. You're working? Think what's in it for my akhirat. You're studying? Think what's in it for my akhirat. A Muslim's thought process for every action that he does should be what's in it for my akhirat. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life not to waste it, but to utilize it for the eternal akhirat that will never end. We have planned everything for this dunya, but nothing for akhirat. People are dying left and right. In few weeks, we've heard many, many deaths. We've buried our own relatives with our own hands. We've put them in their graves. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's plan for our akhirat. If you read 100 durood e paak every day, by the end of the year, you would have read 36,500 durood, and in 20 years, it will be 730,000 durood e paak. And if you read 313 durood e paak every day, which is actually part of our pious deeds, yearly, a person would have read 114,000 durood e paak. And in 20 years, a person would have read over 2.2 million durood e paak. The very first riwayat that we've heard about the blessings of durood e paak, Abu Hafs Qaghzi rahmatullahi ta'ala, was forgiven because his recitation of durood was more than his sins. Let's plan for our akhirat. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if someone reads 2 nawafil of Salatul Tawbah every day after Isha Salah, in 1 year, he would have read 730 nawafil. And in 20 years, he would have read 14,600 nawafil. Small acts done consistently will add up, inshallah. The fourth Khalifa, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, has stated that, O people, akhirat is coming and dunya is leaving. Each of them have admirers. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala advises to be the one who desires akhirat. Don't be the one who desires dunya. Indeed, today is the day of action, not accountability. But tomorrow will be the day of accountability. There will be no action. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have to make our own decision. Do we want this dunya or do we prefer our akhirat? If we prefer our akhirat, and definitely all Muslims will want that, then we have to start preparing for it. We have to do a'mal that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to prepare for our akhirat while we have time in this dunya. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Through measured steps and moments well spent. Through measured steps and moments well spent. Hajj teaches times while you are blessed ascent. Hajj teaches times while you are blessed ascent.